When it came time to go away to college, I thought I had it made. I joined a social fraternity at the University of North Carolina and did everything I'd ever dreamed about. I partied up a storm for a couple of years.
How could you be bored?
I don't know. All this drinking and partying is getting old. Nothing satisfies me anymore.
So what are you going to do?
Drugs might be the answer. Why don't we try that?
Sounds like fun to me. Let's go for it.
We needed jobs one summer, so my friend and I hitchhiked to the Catskill Mountains, to what's commonly referred to as the Borscht Belt.
And what can I do for you, young men?
We're college students, and we'd like to work for you this summer.
Oh, what can you do?
Anything you want us to.
Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
North Carolina.
If you came all the way to work for me, why should I say no? Besides, I could use a couple of waiters. You're hired.
We made a lot of money that summer. While we were up there, we decided to stay for Woodstock. That's where I really got into drugs.
Wow, you have got to try this.
Tell me what it is first.
It's acid, man. The way to open your mind.
Hey, great.
I guarantee you ain't gonna be bored with this.
Okay. After that, I was heavily into psychedelics. I believed that I'd bumped into the answer to life, that these drugs were expanding my mind. When I got back to campus, I did a little more than get high and attend class.
Hey, Lon, I got a date tonight. Can I get some stuff from you?
Well, depends on what you want.
Got any speed?
Nah, not today. But why don't you try some acid? I got a new shipment, and it is quality stuff.
I don't think so. She doesn't do that.
Yeah, but you ought to.
Not tonight. How about some of that grass you had last week?
Yeah, I can't let you have more than a bag, at least not till next week.
Well, that's plenty. I just need it for tonight.
Okay, but you gotta promise me you'll try the LSD.
Well...
I tell you what. Come up to my room tomorrow, and I'll let you try it for free. Now, what do you say?
Okay, I will. Hey, thanks a lot, Lon.
Think nothing of it. After all, what are frat brothers for? Probably 50 or 60% of the guys in my frat house who ever used drugs started with my encouragement and got them from me. As a matter of fact, I was one of the biggest dope pushers in Chapel Hill. We were doing LSD 2, 3, 4 times a week. After a while, I wasn't even going to class anymore. Needless to say, it's hard to get good grades that way.
What is it that you want, Mr. Solomon?
Could I talk to you about honors chemistry, sir?
It seems to me that it would have done you more good to talk about the class before grades were distributed.
Well, it's my grade I want to talk about.
I don't see that there is much to discuss.
Isn't there some way you could raise my grade to a D?
Mr. Solomon, that question might be worth discussion if you had ever bothered to show up for class. All you had to do was one individual research project.
I know. That's why everybody gets an A in honors chemistry.
Everybody except you. You, Mr. Solomon, have the distinction of being the first person in my recollection ever to have flunked honors chemistry.
Oh. I thought for a long time that I was making some spiritual progress, expanding my mind. I realized the truth after one particularly significant conversation with my friend while we were tripped out on LSD.
You're not saying much today.
Sorry, I've been doing a lot of thinking.
About what?
It seems like I ought to be getting better, but sometimes I think I'm getting worse.
What do you mean?
Well, instead of getting more kind, more loving, more gentle, I'm actually going in the other direction.
Lon, maybe you're not getting worse. Maybe you're just getting more honest with what you've been all the time.
He may never have realized the significance of that statement, but it was awesome to me. I couldn't shake it. As I thought about it, I realized that he was right. I had always told myself what a nice, loving, honest, trustworthy Boy Scout kind of guy I was. But the drugs broke through, and I stopped believing my own PR. I looked inside, and what I saw in my heart I didn't like. After that conversation, I began to view myself as in need, and I started looking for a way to meet that need.